Shalom Aleichem, sweet his friends. This year should be a special schus from an Urmitz Jehu. Nishmas Maris Esther Vas Rav Shmuel. Shmuel Pinchas ben Rav Yaakov Tzvi, Rav Alexander Zusher ben Rav Yosef. And Rav Fuas Chayu Chayu Fegel Bas Michal Dispasio. We're continuing our series of Shiurim in the Parsha and Shemitah and Shabbos according to the Torah of Mori Rabbi Arav Adari Zechono Levacha. The Shesh Smei Maisa Bereshis received the Makkah Patish with Asher Bara Elokim La'asot. Tzivalo Kol Echad Ve'echad Sheyotzi Toldato Aroilo Mikanu Le'olam. So brings the Torah Shleim in the name of the Zohar Chadash. That Hashem commanded everything to bring out its Tolados from now and forever. What it's capable of producing. Everything has to produce. Teva b'sisi zeh, this teva of Yetzira of Asiya has a bittul on Shabbos and on Shvi'is. It stops on Shabbos and Shvi'is. Svasemis writes in Vayikra, page 194, Kol nina shvita u'bitul ha-teva, shish b'koch b'nei Yisrael atzik min ha-teva, v'ze ot ha-shavat bitul melacha. Shvi'isa is being mevatel teva, that the Jewish people have the power to go above their teva, and that's the sign of Shabbos, bitul melacha. U'v'shmita omer ha-sfat emet, ha-ita kol shnat ha-shana shvitat ha-kol, Shelo liot tvuim tachat hergel v'ateva. So not to be tavua, not to be drowning in nature, in hergel. You're supposed to go above the hergel. There's in the Sfasemis writes there, page 191. Inyan Shabbat v'shemitah b'chinat ha-bitul. It's bitul. Hashbatat melechet ha-yitzera b'sedeh u'b'kerem nitfeset ki-bitul chukei ha-teva. שנטבעו בראשית הבריאה, ואילו בפרשתנו מסופר פעמיים על ביטול חוקי הטבע האנושי. Being mashbis, the creation in the field, in the vineyard, is viewed as the ביטול חוקי הטבע that was made in my separations. In our parasha, we have two bitul hatevas. Says the Be'er Moshe in Bereshis on page 731. Nisiono shel Yosef haya shelo kederech hateva she'amru ve'enas ve'yotzei achutza kafatz b'zchut avot she'ne'amar ve'yotzei oto achutza. B'zchut ha'atmotav shel Yosef nikra hayom li'Yisrael hador dechti v'yam rav ve'enos. B'zchut ve'yazov bigdor ve'yada ve'enas ve'yotzei achutza moreh al lamala miderech hateva. Kach haya gam yisiono shel Yosef kafatz. שנתעלה למעלה מעטה והדרכו חזל, שנאמר ויצא הרי מספיק שיאמר וינס החוצה, כמו שבדברי אשס פוטיפר נאמר, וינס החוצה אלא ויצא מיותר לדרשה. עמדנו כי עמידה מניסיון הייתה בבחינת ויוצא אותו למעלה מכיפת הרקיע, שלא כדרך הטבע. ולצורך זה נזקק לזכות אבות וזה הקפץ, מה שעלה בידו לקפוץ למעלה מדרך הטבע בזכות אבות. אחרי מידה כנגד מידה, והרי אמרה וינוס. שם שיוסף יצא לגמרי מדי גדר הטבע, כך גם הים, נתפטר לגמרי ונעשה יבשה. So Yosef went above his teva, he ran away, he went ויצא החוצה, he went outside, he went above nature. And the midah כנגד midah, ים רב ויינוס, the nature also stopped in the sea. The sea saw the aron of Yosef and it split, Chazal tells us. Because Yosef went above nature, so the sea also went above nature. It says in the Medrash, Noda b'Yuda Elokim, Elokim noda ide Yuda. K'shafatz nachshon. T'chila legaya mefigur b'Yisrael, shemo gdil, shemo gdil, shemo gdil, shemo nachshon b'Yisrael, shazaka l'akliv rishon. Sh'ne'amar l'chanakat ha'nsim v'ya mekir b'yom rishon. Chulei nachshon b'na minadab. So, Nachshon jumps in first. So he was zeicha that Shevet Yehuda should go first when bringing the karbanos in the time of the Chanukas Hanesiim. Because he also overcame Teva, Yehuda, Nachshon, by jumping in the sea. So you overcome Teva, so your name becomes great, and he's the first one who's being Makriv. So Yosef overcame Teva, and Nachshon overcame Teva. And it all started with Yehuda. As Reb Leib Chassman says in the old Yahel on page 80, see also the Das Teira of Rabbi Ruchem, page 392, and Shirei Das, of Rav Bloch in the third volume on page 18. The Hodot, Shbehargasha Kena Betivit Ki Enot Sodek, the Kashem Me'od Me'od. Kiteva B'nei Adam Lerot Ma'alat Atzma V'lo Chesronot. V'adam Olech K'neged Tevo, Reze Kamo Chutz L'Derech HaTeva. To admit that with a sincere, in a sincere way, that you're not correct, very difficult, because the nature of people is to see their ma'alas and not their chesronos. And if somebody goes against his nature, this is supernatural. Admit that he's wrong. That's what Yehuda did. Koach hodaa sheyesh bo bitul ha'emda rishonit mityaches liyesod hanafshi shel ha'vidui. Koach hodaa, which nullifies, right? Yehuda admitted that he was guilty with Tamar. So that's mamish supernatural. The koach hodaa that nullifies one's original position is what vidui is about, as is alluded to by the Rav Zatzal in the Olat Riyah, in the first volume, in the first page. And there in the second volume, on page 8, 438, there are recovers from the Medrash, from the Maral, from the Ksav Kabbalah. And this is explained in the Parat Yitzchak, in Chanukah, on page 32, that a person doesn't want to need anybody else. So when you are makir tov, when you say thank you, you're also being hodaz baal din, that you needed the person. So that relates to vidui, moida ani lefanecha, I'm minded that I need you. The margalot kisei malchut rovetz hachashash, and that's what happens when Yehuda was minded. That's a humility. Toda is related to hoda, kayadua. It shows that it's not about you. You need somebody else. Nullify yourself. So every time you say thank you, you're really admitting that you needed the person. The problem is when someone's a king, that he might not be subordinate himself, submit himself to a higher power. And Yehuda was king, and he was able to do so. Kocha shel hodaa. She writes that David HaMelech comes from Yehuda. She be yisodai achazat vidui ala zdakakut lezulat. Alamet ha-metsuya itzal ha-mochiach. Al bitul ha-atzmiut shel ha-maaseh ve-oseh ha-mutaim. The even of the choshen of Yehuda was nofich. Rabbeinu Bechaye says that it was green. That his face became green in the mice of Tamar, and yet he admitted it. He lost color in his face. It became empty. He became empty because he had to be moded to the emes. מה שמתרחש בשבת הימים ובשבת השנים חוזר על עצמו בשבת המקום במקדש. כמה וכמה חוקי הטבע לא נתקיימו במקדש. תכתיב אין כל חדש תחת השמש. This is the Sfasemis in Bereshis on page 192. אין כל חדש תחת השמש. ובני ישראל כאשר היו בבית המקדש It's nagu l'mala min ha-teva. Shekama nisim kvuim nasu b'beit ha-mikdash. V'netgala et chadshut b'chol yom. והנה שם שם חנוכה על שם התחדשות. בית שני שם שהיא תחת האומות, לא הייתה יכולה להתגלות התחדשות כראוי. So there's nothing new under the sun. When the Jewish people in the Beis HaMikdash, they were supernatural. They were nisim kvum in the Beis HaMikdash like we see in Avos. It was constant ischachus. Chanukah is milash and ischachus, inauguration. By Yesheni, the ischachus wasn't properly revealed. ולכן בעת ביטול מלכות יוון הראשון התגלתה להם התחדשות כראוי. אני רמבטל, מלכות יוון, so then they got the ischachus. As if them was the Chanukah by Yesheni mamish. And therefore we see in the Nevuah of Zechariah that the menorah shel chashmonai hayta yisod shel binyan bayit sheni. That the menorah, you see in the Nevuah of Zechariah talks about the menorah is the yisod of bayit sheni. V'gam sheyazman rab achar kach, even though it was a long time after Zechariah, im kol zeh hayah ma'aseh zeh, this national freedom, ikar chanukat bayit sheni. Sheikar bayit hamikdash hu kasher b'nei Yisrael niftalim min hamot v'avot hakadosh baruch hu porei sukkat shlamo aleihem b'beit hamikdash. So the Yikar Beis HaMikdash is when we're free and the Goyim aren't controlling us, and then God puts his presence in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore Hashem showed Zechariah the inheritance of the menorah, because that's the Yisod Kiyam HaBayis, the sinyan of Chanukah, Chanukah HaMikdash of the menorah, and now this symbolizes our freedom. One of the nisim that we had every Shabbos was in the Lechem HaPanim. Nes gadol haya v'nasa v'lechem ha'panim siluko k'siduro. K'shemasakim oto adayin u'chan. Sh'namar lasum lechem chom b'yom yilakcho. Mikan yichuda shel Shabbat Chanukah, sh'ish bo remez b'chinuch lechem ha'panim. Ki v'chanukah hayta chanukat ha'mizbeach, sh'shaktsum ha'yivanim v'haya nitzrach lechanech b'korbanot. U'b'shabbat ha'yde ha'yud bet lechem haya chinuch al shel ha'shulchan. So there's a nes gadol that it was there the whole week, the bread, and it was hot when they took it off on Shabbos, like it was the previous week. Still fresh and warm. And that's what's special about Shabbos Chanukah, says the Pritzadik, Bereishis, page 189, that Remez Bechinuch Lechem Aponim, right? Shabbos Chanukah, Shabbos, where they took the Lechem Aponim off the table. Ki b'Chanukah ha'isa Chanukah samizbeach. Chanukah was when they inaugurated the Mizbeach that the Yavanim had destroyed, had contaminated, and they had to be mechanech with korbanos. So that's the menorah, and they relit the menorah, and they brought korbanos, and on Shabbos through the 12 breads, through the lechem apanim, was the chinuch of the shulchan. So Shabbos is the chinuch of the shulchan, which holds the lechem upon him, which is miraculous. It's bitul hateva, and it remains fresh all week. And that relates to Shabbos Chanukah, because Shabbos Chanukah is the inauguration of the table. B'shnat ha-mered ha-chashmonei b'tiur ha-mikdash, itlakdu ha-chanukat ha-mizbeach v'chanukat ha-menorah v'chanukat ha-shulchan b'yimama achat. In the year of the Hasmonean rebellion and the purification of the Mikdash. So they had all at once the Chanukah HaMizbeach, Chanukah HaMenorah, and Chanukah HaShulchan, all in one day, because Shabbos fell out on the 25th of Kislev. There's a whole pilpul of the Astrovtze Gaon where he proves this. Derech Hashara Kotev. ובינותי בספרים בריתי בסט הוראות היה בשנת גימור אלפים תף ריש חפה לפה תף ריש חפה ובצמר תביא כתב בשיעות שיהיה בשנת תף ריש חפה ולפי חשבון המולדות היה מולד תשרי בשבת תשרי בשבת וראש חודש בשבת ראש שנה בשבת וכן כחי בקצלב בשבת וברך השם שקיבלתי באמת וזה פלי said he made all purple that it fell out on Shabbos and he found that historically it was like that it fell out on Shabbos here תף ריש חפה. So that year, everything happened together, all the bitul chukei ha-teva, because they had the Chanukah HaMenorah on that day, which is the miracle of the oil that lasts, and the Chanukah HaShulchan, which is the miracle of the bread staying fresh, and the Chanukah HaMizbeach, inauguration of the Mizbeach, and now the Shechina truly dwells in the Mikdash, not like before. Hashem, in the words of the of these Sfasemes, She'ekar beis hamikdash u'kasher v'nei so'on dal notz v'oz Hashem pori sukkah shalom aleihem. That's when Hashem spread his sukkah shalom on the Jews. So it says in Yuma that there wasn't, the five things were missing in Bayis Sheni, Aron Kaporet, Kruv, Me'esh, Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach Metumim. So they didn't have the Shechina, but it was still much more present than Hashem was Poris Sukkah Shlomo after they were Mechanech the Mizbeach. We have these two bitul hatevas, the hadlakas haMenorah and the arichas haShulchan. V'lachen kadmav tofa shel giborim biyad chalashim v'rabim biyad me'atim, shegam hi biyisada bitul hateva. Emunatam shel hachashmonaim b'siyua lebitul megdolot hateva, ha'amaka od yoter biyot shnat melchama, shnat hashmita. Kach mufurash b'sefer hachashmonaim. והיה להם שם אוכל להיסגר בה, כי שבת הייתה לארץ. נפלא מאוד. That it was the strong in the hands of the weak and the many in the hands of the few, which is also bitul hateva, and it helped them that year with Shemitah. It says in the Sefer Chashmonaim, they didn't have food, because it was Shemitah that year. So that year was Bitul HaTeva, of not only with that it happened on Shabbos, the Bitul HaTeva of the Shulchan and the Menorah, but it was Shemitah, which is Bitul HaTeva, that we don't work the land, we completely trust in Hashem. So now let's make a, says Moreno Arav, Zichrono Livracha, Me'ata Navor HaChishbon, Al Ha'or HaMufla HaOla, Minerot Shabbat U'Miner Chanukah. בנקודה שאנו עומדים בה, שראי אף נר שבת יש בו, למעמיקים המאמינים, עדות לכוח ביטול הטבע. כך לימד רבי חנינה בן דוסת ביתו, כשאמר לחומץ, שהדליקו ממנו אור שבת, ודלק והלך כל היום עד להבדלה. תיינס חפי עמד א' ורשי, מרשה, ענף יוסף, יון יעקב, discussed in the pre-tzadik, Bereshis on page 82, and with Dessler, in the Michtav in volume 1, page 178. Az egmor b'shir mizmor chanukat ha-mizbeach. Shirat Shabbat noset chazona liyom shekulo Shabbat. Kmo shekatub b'mishnah b'sof tamid. Shirat chanukah b'lashon atid ne'emeret. Az egmor u'befizgat atid chazon ha-geulah k'dvrei ha-ramban. Kiyuma u'bitula shel hanagat ha-teva shel ha-shvi'it. המלך המשיח עתיד לעמוד ולהחזיר מלכות דוד ליושנה, ובונה בית ובונה המקדש ומקבץ נדחי ישראל, ועושים שמיטין ויובלות ככל מצוותיה האמורה בתורה. נפלא מאוד. What started on Hanukkah is going to be finished with the Hanukkah HaMizbeach. The song of Shabbos is a vision of Kul Yom Shekulo Shabbos. The song of Hanukkah, Ozegmor. What does it mean, Ozegmor? The Geula. And what's going to happen in the Geula? The Geula is going to be Bitul HaTeva of Shvius, because the Melech HaMashiach is going to be Machzir, Malchus David LeYoshna. He's going to build a Mikdash. He's going to be Makavitz Nidchei Yisrael. And we're going to do Shemitah and Yovel like the Torah says, like the Rambam says in Ochos Malachim. So that's how beautiful this week's Parsha is. See, it's Erev Chanukah, the Parsha Svayeshev, that Taka Chanukah was on Shabbos, the first day of Chanukah was on Shabbos. Shabbos is Bitul HaTeva, we don't work. Shemitah is Bitul HaTeva, we don't work. Chanukah is Bitul HaTeva, the Nes of the Neros and the Nes of the Shulchan. And Lassid Lava, when Mashiach comes, one of the signs of Mashiach is that we're going to do Shemitah. It's going to be a time of Bitul HaTeva. And the lamb is going to lie next to the wolf. And we're going to live, Mamish, in such a beautiful world. Thank you so much for listening. And in Yitzh Hashem, next week, we have Taka Chanukah and talk about Miketz and Chanukah together and see more Neflos Mitaretz Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.